Hi, I'm Srikanth. I'm here to discuss on the alter caching and subscription draft, which is co-authored by my colleague also, Ravi Shankar.
Okay. Thanks.
I would like to discuss and take feedback on three things here. The first one, regarding the alter caching, so whether we have a relook at the HTTP caching infrastructure, see what are the problems when we come out with all the alter scenarios, and some proposals. And the second one will be which is the best caching consistency approach to be used for Alto. And the third one, some more mechanisms for incremental updates. So start with Alto caching. So as you all know that Alto proxies and clients can cache the map information for future use. And the Alto protocol suggests we should reuse the HTTP caching infrastructure. So we see issues over here. The first one, the responses to filtered map queries are not generally cached. This is the reason because the filtered map queries uses HTTP POST request. Thank you. So the first one is responses to filtered map queries are not generally cached because Alto uses HTTP POST request for filtered map queries. Having said that, I want to clarify this point. The first one is HTTP RFC 2616 mandates that all HTTP POST responses should be cached if it contains cache control headers or express header. But most of the popular web caches generally do not cache the POST response because they treat the POST response as an acknowledgement. That's one thing. So there are workarounds, some we discussed along with Richard in mailing list also. One of the workarounds will be we can use a redirect mechanism. So we'll enforce a server to send a 302, and again the client or the endpoint sends again a GET request and forcefully allowing all the web caches to cache the response. But this is not a good way and an efficient way. That's what I feel. And there is one more approach. You can anyway use get request itself, but you add the filtered map request content in your query parameter. But this also is an inefficient way because the first line parsing will become very complex. Okay. And the second point is there are use cases wherein we see that consider the case of a network map where. Consider a case of a network map where the ISP has different PAD information. So there are some use cases wherein we see that some subset of the PAD information may change. Okay, so we need to add an expiration mechanism for that, which will not be possible in the HTTP case because HTTP allows a caching invalidation for the whole document. Next slide, please. So one of the proposals which we have is specify this expiration time for the complete map or subset level map, basically by adding a JSON level property in the object level. So this will solve all the problems which we discussed in the previous slides. So here the disadvantage will be we cannot reuse HTTP web caches. We'll have to again go for something like an alter proxies, which understand this JSON object or the mechanism to allow proxy caching work. And one of the other disadvantage will be it is a weak consistency approach. Next slide. Yeah. coming to the consistency, there are basically two types of consistency, whether we should go for a strong type consistency or a weak consistency. In the strong type, we can go for even polling every time. Whenever a HTTP request comes, we can always go for a conditional GET. And the second one will be something like a notification mechanism. And the weak consistency will be the normally used one, which will be a TTL-based. Next slide. There's one trade-off which is done for the auto solution. So here, what we have done is actually like you consider that one client is going and getting a document from the map information from the cache, and there are a lot of requests and modification interleaved happening, as shown in the slide. So let us assume that let R be the number of times a node views a resource, and RA be the interval for which the client has asked for the resource and some modification has happened. So you can see from the slide that polling every time is will have a lot of control messages because after the first GET request, every other GET request will be a conditional GET. And whenever there is a modification happening, we'll get a data 200 response. And we'll see the notification. The first one will be a GET request. And for whenever a data change has happened, we'll get for the RA times when the data change happens, we'll get a respective notification. There will be one subscription, and the subscription can be refreshed or deleted later. So in the TTL-based, when you compare with the TTL-based, the notification mechanism also almost similar number of control messages and file transfers happening. But the TTL-based, if you see that there is a possibility of stale documents being sent to the client. And one more thing is it should be an ideal case for when we define the TTL time period, or if it is more, we'll have more 304 being sent. So that is it. It again depends on if the ISPs can actually configure the TTL value properly. It's fine. Otherwise, there is always a case of being a less value. There is always a case of stale document or being more conditional GET request happening. So we think that the notification is the best mechanism moving forward for auto caches. Because Alto currently being used for CD and then P2P, in the future it can go and for more use cases, and it needs to handle more dynamic data, so it is better to avoid all kind of stale document. Okay, next slide, please. Okay, as I said before, the subscription mechanism, clients can subscribe for event changes, and the mechanism even allows for refresh and delete of subscription. It's almost similar to what we do it in the SIP. And here, coming to the incremental updates, we want to put the incremental data in the notification message so that whenever a notification happens, the notification carries the incremental data. It carries only the change information, obviously. And there is already a mechanism in HTTP which is called delta encoding. It is defined by RFC 3229, which actually already describes the mechanism for getting incremental update using the HTTP infrastructure. So we can actually reuse that when we use the polling mechanism, and which generally uses the instance manipulation header for this purpose. So we can reuse the same framework over here. Next slide, please. And the delta encoding mechanisms basically support different kind of encoding algorithms. It supports the Unix diff method, it supports gzip, it supports vcdiff, which is another very enhanced compression algorithm similar to LZ. So here some cases which we need to handle is like how many base instances which the server has to really store. The one way can be it doesn't store any old instances. So this can happen because the time in which the server changes the different instances before that, it is faster when compared to client eviction of cache. So then this problem we have to really handle. Because the issue is like maybe server will have client will have multiple old instances, and server has only one instances. It cannot ask for incremental update. So this we can decide like whether we doesn't store any old instance. Whenever a client asks for this one, we push the complete map first time, or some recent prior instance we can store, or we can even store some deltas between the instances in the server side. Yeah, that's all. Questions?
literally me. For the caching version, or the caching part of it, I would tend to agree with Martin's suggestion on the list that if we were going to do that, it would be worthwhile to have an extension where, or have an extension in which you can figure out the addresses in each PID, for example, as a separate request, and then you could basically treat it like HTTP caching at that point. So, like in the, in, for example, in the network map document itself, you can extend it with an additional field saying, "Here's the HTTP address if you want to just get the address, get just the address for this PID."
So you mean to say again, redirect approach? Redirect?
Sorry.
You mean to say HTTP redirect approach?
It would be like a RESTful like approach. So I mean, if the I guess what he had in mind was like an Atom feed type thing, where you say like you give a link to the item that you want, and you subscribe to just that. You basically ask for just that item to see if it changed.
Okay.
Then it works with all the existing HTTP infrastructure. It doesn't. You don't have to worry about ALTO proxies at all.
Yeah, but if you see from the server side, it'll become very complex because you need to identify each subset level resource, and you need to have a temporary URL for that, right?
Sure, but I'm not sure adding a new endpoint on an HTTP server is a huge operational burden, but that's just me. I don't know.
Okay.
Any other questions? Okay. Thank you.